Hi, this is a visit for Ms. Ruth Clark, dated 5/30/2023. I believe I have dictated this visit. If I have, then you can disregard. If I have not, then here it is. The patient presented Ruth Clark, date of birth 11/7/1957, date of accident is 12/23/2019, and date of service 5/30/2023. Once again, I may have dictated this report already. So the patient reports that she is unable to sleep at all, and her pain is bothering her into the left shoulder and the right knee and lower back as the main issues, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. She had a surgery on the right shoulder before this accident in 2005, as well as in the right wrist in 2023 and left wrist. So these were done, the wrist surgery were done at DMC hospital after the accident. She had fallen off a wheelchair while she was going to a rehab center. This impact caused her fall outstretched, and she mainly injured into the right side, right shoulder, right knee, but there was a pain in the left shoulder also. She is able to walk with a cane, and the pain is shooting down from neck down to the right arm, involving the thumb, the ring finger, middle finger, and index finger. And the lower back pain is radiating down to the right hip, right leg, to the involving third and fourth and fifth toe. These pains are intermittent. She has had a decent treatment with Dr. Siddiqui. The nerve studies are positive. At this time, pain level remains 10, and the patient is on opiates for help and also marijuana. Her ADLs are also gravely affected to 10. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs. She reports 20% improvement so far, and for all the system review as well as for the additional history, please review the records regarding substance abuse. Patient is not using any substances according to her, and she is compliant to the plan, to the pain medication. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 152 over 105, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the examination do come from previous visit, which is 5/11/2023. Dictation number is 0530-017, along with diagnosis. The plan is that the patient report that she has had 4 to 5 injections in the right shoulder, along with surgery that she has had prior to this event, and she did not feel much improvement. On the last visit, she was provided a compounding cream, and she had no injection to the left shoulder, left knee, and right knee. She has had only one injection with minimal improvement. The patient would like to start the injection process at this time. So they will be begin, and patient will be scheduled for them. She's been provided Norco 7.5 325 for 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets for pain relief. The maps and the labs were reviewed. She'll continue on the compounding cream as well as on naltrexone tablets as well. She was referred to an orthopedic surgery in the past, and she has not responded to yet. She has not been scheduled yet. At this time, we will like to bring her back for the injection to the right knee, left shoulder, left supraspinatus, left infraspinatus injections. And this protocol will continue. Her therapy is going on at DMC rehab and also to US rehab. She has been advised about the infrared therapy as well as laser therapy. Thank you.